Okay, Heather, let's speak a little bit about Rus. Not Rus. Let's begin with a statement, a teaching from Avni Nezer, Spesiyag and Alim. It's an amazing thing that a woman named Rus was Zaycha to such a dynasty, to such greatness, to which Chazal say that she's Bechlal the Imos. Like we find at the end of the Megillah that Boaz gives her a bracha, the Zakenim give her a bracha, that she should be like Leah and like Rachel, who built the house of Yaakov Yisrael. We know just a tiny parsha in the life of Rus, yet there's something hidden in the Megillah of Rus, hidden, which is telling us what are the makings of an Adam Gadol, of an Eishes Chayil. Because again, we only have a tiny window we're peering into in this life of Rus. We don't know the life of Rus before this happened, nor do we care because she was a Mayavis. And what takes place afterwards, we don't know. It's hidden history. But there's something in this window of time about the life of Rus, which is teaching us something fundamental to Chag HaShavuos. And it's telling us that, like Eliyahu HaNavi tells us in Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, Chayav Adam Loimar, a person needs to say, Mosa Yagiyu Ma'isi L'Ma'isi Avoyisai Aaron Sabi Yaakov. A person has to yearn for the Madrigas of the Avos HaKadoshim. Rus qualified that statement. And she achieved that level of Sarah, Rivka, Rachav Aleah. And so did David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who's the seed of Rus. When we speak about the Avos HaKadoshim and about the Merkava of Hashem's Kisei, we say there was Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and there's David. Chazal say, the Zohar says, this is the Merkava Shlema. That David, although he lived many generations after the Avos HaKadoshim, and although there's a gravity, so to speak, when it comes to the generations of his Katnas Adaris, that as farther away we get from Sinai, from the Avos, the lower we fall. But David HaMelech was able to defy gravity, the gravity of time, and to reach the levels of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov just like Rus did. So the Shem Yishmael quotes his father, Avni Nezer. And he says something very sweet. When Rus and Navi are heading back to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis Lechem, from the Stei Mayav, there are conversations which take place between Rus and Navi which become fundamental to Hilchas Geirus. And as she's inviting Rus into the world of Klal Yisrael, she tells her that there are things that she has to be mekabel upon herself. And one of those things is Arba Misos Beis Din. Very interesting. Stay away from Avodah Zarah, stay away from Arayas, and just know that there's a concept in a court of Jewish law called Arba Misos Beis Din. Skila Seifa Harib Chenek. Are you mekabel that upon yourself or not? And Rus says, Basher Tamusi Amos. Now notes the Avni Nezer. Veloihi Shiva, she does not say, Shetishmor Atzma Shalotishai Mises Bezin. She doesn't say, don't worry, I'm going to be a good Jew. I'm not going to be Machal Shabbos B'mezid. I'm not going to kill anybody B'mezid. I'm going to make sure to be a very good Bas Yisrael, is going to stay out of trouble. It's not what she says. She says, Basher Tamusi Amos. I'm a kabbal upon myself that even if I come to a place in my life that I'm Mischayev Mises Bezin, I'm a kabbal upon myself and it's kedai to be a Jew, knowing that I may run into trouble on Bichai Mises Beis Din. She didn't try to get out of it. She didn't say this doesn't apply to me. No. She heard. She was makabala upon herself. She made a nasa v'nishma on what seems to be a Mises Beis Din, which is also a public humiliation. And says the Avnei Nezer, v'zeh haratzon hu betachlis ay mekalev b'nekuda pnimius. This ratzon that a Jew has to be meiser nefesh, to give up one's life on his yahadus, is a bechina yechida shebe nefesh. The Medrash says that the Jewish people, we have five levels of soul. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Yechida being the most lofty, the highest of them all. And the ratzon of a Jew to be makabel mesiras nefesh unlocks the yechida shebe nefesh. And therefore, she was zayicha that from her came David HaMelech, from which comes Mashiach. That as the Sfar Mekdashim tell us that who will be zayicha to this neshama called Yechiva in a permanent way, that will be Mashiach Tzidkenu. Yechida shebi Yechida. That will be Mashiach Tzidkenu. It's a pella that this act of when looking at the Abba Mises Basin in the face and saying, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself. It's worth it to be a Yehudis. Even for this, as opposed to saying, it doesn't apply to me. No. There was a Kabbalah Shebelev Uvenefesh of Abba Mises Basin. We find the same thing by Avram Avinu. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, "Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimiladetecha mi'beis avicha ala aretz asher araka." And as the Mefarshim point out, "ala aretz asher araka" is very open-ended. What does that mean? To the land which I will show you. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, then he goes to Mitzrayim. So, is when he came to Eretz Canaan the first time, was that the kiyum of "ala aretz asher araka"? Seemingly not, because as soon as he got there, it wasn't even Eretz Yisrael yet. And then he gets bounced out of there and he comes to Eretz Mitzrayim. When is the culmination? When is the conclusion of the Kiyum of Ela Aretz Asher Erecha? And it could be argued that this inyan of Ela Aretz Asher Erecha is still, we're waiting for that to happen. Vehevesi, that Kais Chamishi at the Leil HaSeder, we can't yet celebrate and make a lachaim on Vehevesi Eschem Ela Aretz. The fact that the very last Nisayan begins also with this preface, Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMairia, obviously connects the very first Nisayan with the very last one. That the Lech Lecha El Eretz HaMairia is a Hemshech of El Eretz Asher Erecha. That there's something about the Akedah which is a Hemshech of the very first one, that it's as if the Pasuk is saying, Lech lecha mi'artzecha u'mimiladetecha mi'beis avicha. I want you to leave your father's house and where you grew up and the life which you know, and to throw that away. And now, after everything that Avram has built in his life, most importantly, Yitzchak Avinu, here Hashem says Avram Avinu by the Akedah, Kachna es bincha es yechidcha asher hafta. Es Yitzchak. I'm asking you to throw this away as well. And we find here too something very interesting about Avram Avinu. The idea that Rus was Nisgayer at this point in the Megillah is very important, the timing of all of this. Because as we look into the Mefarshim, as to when exactly the halacha of Mayavi v'loy Mayavis was Nischadish, it seems to be different opinions as to where that was. It was clear, according to everyone, that it was unbeknownst to her. But recognize that the halacha of me'avi v'le me'aves doesn't mean that a me'avi is not allowed to be nisgayer. Even a me'avi is allowed to become a ger. The halacha of lo yavoi b'kahal Hashem means that a me'avi and a me'avis, well, before the drasha, that a me'avi is not allowed to marry a full-fledged Jew. But to marry another ger, it's mutter. That's not called kahal Hashem. Kahal Hashem is a special madriga, a special status that the Jewish people have, which is perhaps higher than gerim, which is arguable, of course. That there's a darga called kahal Hashem that is not allowed, that is off limits to Yamayavi. And at that time, even to my avos. That means to say that Rus, when she was coming into the fold, so to speak, of the Jewish people, she was makabel upon herself with this geiris, that she wouldn't be able to marry almost anybody in Klal Yisrael. Especially if it wasn't a popular thing for geirim to be nisgayer. Who was she going to marry? And also know that at that time in history, geirim, for the most part, were not celebrated. Although the Torah says, v'yahavta misager, you see that the way that the na'arim were treating her, that Boaz has to step in, and he says to her, don't worry, I got your back, I'm going to take care of you, but the Torah says, v'yahavta misager. But the Medrash notes that there was a lot of discrimination at the time. Even in the marketplaces, there was marketplaces for Bali Ruch HaKodesh, marketplaces for the Nevuahs, for the Nevi'im, marketplaces for the Sarim. It wasn't like today they can go to the Shuk and then everybody's going together. There were different marketplaces according to your status. The fact that she was collecting, she was literally Evan Masu HaBonu. And she was willing to give up so much which she had in Moab. We know that she was a princess, she was the daughter of the Melech of Moab. And she could have had everything in life has to offer. But even in her Yiddish life, she was willing to give up on everything. Because becoming a Jew meant that she wasn't going to have any children probably. She may not ever have a husband. She would have to take leket her entire life. And what type of a life is that? She was throwing away all Bnei Chayim Mizaneh. All the things in life which we want, which we consider to be essential in life, she was willing to throw it all away to be a Jew. And in this way, she was walking in the legacy of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The very first of the Avos HaKadoshim, our introduction to Avraham Avinu is this: Lech Lecha, be willing to give up everything which you know. And even after he had acquired so much for Hashem, the Bnei Chayim Mizaneh, he was willing to throw it all away. He threw away his Chayai, what type of life was going to be after Yitzhak. Even his wife passed away from the incident because she was heartbroken of the loss of Yitzhak. Imagine Avraham Avinu how much longer he would have lived after killing Yitzhak. After having killed Yitzhak, he was asked to give away Bnei Chayim Mizaneh. He would have lost everything. Who was going to follow him after this? That he preached his whole life that there's a loving and compassionate God who cares about the world, and he made fierce wars against Moilech and Avodah Zarah, and now he's going to take his son and put him on the Mizbeach. He was taking his entire life's savings, throwing it into the garbage. What could be a greater demonstration of Mesiras Nefesh? When we think about the Mesiras Nefesh of Rus, how she was Mekayim on her level, a Lech Lecha, a Maisa Akeda, we can understand a little bit how she was able to kiss, to touch the Darga of the Avos HaKadoshim, the Darga of the Imos HaKadoshos. And the Yaakov Uveni points out that when the Torah says, Kachna es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavta, Rabbi Sai, es bincha es yechidcha, what does the words es yechidcha sound like? Your yechidcha. Pashup Shana means your only son. But Avraham Avinu challenges that and he says, I have more than one son. So yechidcha wasn't just a build-up to Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak. There's something about Es Yechidcha that Hashem was telling him, which is correct, which stands on its own. What's Es Yechidcha? So says Yaakov Ruveni, means your yechidu shebe nefesh. The deepest part of the soul, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I'm giving it to you. I'm uncovering it for you. If you're willing to do the Akedah, the yechidu shebe nefesh is yours. Just as the Abba Nezer points out over here, that she was zeichet to the yechidah shebenefesh, the darg of Mashiach Tzidkenu, there was a shimmer of that darga by Rus because she made an act of Mesiras Nefesh which was equal to that of Avraham Avinu at the Akedah. This nekuda that a Jew has to be Meiser Nefesh for his Yadus at the expense of everything in life, all that life has to offer, even the basic necessities which are so important to us, to say it's worth it just to be a Jew and to have nothing else in life, that, says the Kedushas Levi, comes from Matan Torah. The strength that a Jew has to be able to be Meiser Nefesh on that level. He writes in Parshas Yitzhar, in Moshe's words to Bnei Yisrael, where he says, Ki leva'avur nasois eschem bo helekim. Leva'avur nasois, in order to be nasois eschem, to be nasois to you, Hashem has come. So Rashi and the Ramban argue as to what that means, the word nasois. Says the Kedushas Levi, Bi perish ki zeh shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai, anoichi v'layilacha. These words of anoichi and layilacha, nirsham v'nachkak b'leiv kol Yish Yisrael. It left an impression forever in the hearts of every Jewish soul, ad she'afidu hakal shebakalim, that even the lightest of Jews, the weakest of them, moiser nafshal al kiddush Hashem yizbarach, that he should give up his life for Hashem. And that's what it means, levavur nasoyis shetamdu ben yisayin, that it's these words that you will hear mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mipi HaGvura, that will give you the strength to mi oimid ben yisayin in moments of mesiras nefesh. And the Bnei Yischaschar writes the same thing in Igur Dekalon, Parshas Vayetze, Ayin Sham, that it's the Kayach of Anoichi and Loyelecha which gives us the Kayach of Mesiras Nefesh. This discussion of when exactly was the moment that my Avi v'lay my Avas was Neschadish, like we said, is arguable. When was the precise moment? From the Yerushalmi, it would appear that in the very first discussion that Rus has with Boaz, the Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that Boaz says, Hugad Hugadli kol asher asis al chamaiseich, it was told to me all that you did for your mother-in-law, you left your father's house, your mother's house, and you came to a nation which you didn't know, yesterday and the day before. So I see here quoted from the Yerushalmi, Tmoil Shilshon means that 3 days ago this halacha was Neschadish in Beis Din of Moy Avi L'Moy Avis, and Bus is now recognizing and being and seeing, having been on the Beis Din, why it is that the timing of the halacha that it was Neschadish was such. Because it was for Rus that she should be able to come into the fold of Klal Yisrael. It can, however, be that it was in this moment that it was Neschadish to him, this halacha. The words of Boaz are very cryptic. He's speaking clearly like in Ruach HaKodesh form. Vayomer Boaz al Rus, Haloi Shamat Biti. Hello, you have heard, Al Telchi Lol Kot Besade Acher, don't go collecting in other fields. Vagamle Savuri Mizeh. I stick with me. So listen to the Medrash Yaakov Ruveni, Yaakov Shemayin. Says that when he says to her, Al telchi lilkot besade acher, don't go collecting in other fields, says the Medrash, Al shame lo yiyeh lecha alehim acher. That he's making a remez to the mitzvah of lo yiyeh lecha alehim acher. Anoichi v'lo yiyeh lecha. Koyisid bokim min aroisai. What does it mean to stick with me? He's noting her Mesiras Nefesh. As he says in that pasuk we quoted just before, I have heard kol asher asis al chamaseich, what you did for your mother-in-law, acharei mais isheich, after that you lost everything, v'atazvi avich v'imeich v'eretz moladateich, that you left everything but you knew. Lech l'chal me'artzecha, o mi'moladetecha, o mi'beis avicha, ela'ar teshel areka, to a place of the unknown, v'atechi ela'amar shalei yadat, you don't even know what to expect here. He's saying to her, I see and I have heard that you're walking in the footsteps of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And therefore, Yeshalom Hashem Paalech. Utihi Maskur Tech Shlema, says the Medrash Pisikta the Rav Kahana. Maskur Tech Shlema, Ze Shlomo HaMelech. They already see from you that you're going to have Shlomo HaMelech. He saw the destiny between them. Hugad Hugadli, it has been told to me. Says Chazal, B'ruach HaKodesh, it's been told to me. That it would appear that this was the moment in this conversation that he understood the halacha and the drasha of my avi v'lay my avis. Because he was focusing and understanding the mesiras nefesh which we made, and the mesiras nefesh which he made opened the doors for her to be able to come into Klal Yisrael. In fact, when he's speaking to her, and he concludes and he says, "Einayach basada sheikzayrin v'halachta harehem." I'm going to take care of you. The pasuk says, "Vatipal al paneha v'tishtachu arta," that she fell on her face. And the Sefer Shoresh Yishai writes, like Chazal say, "Vayishma Moshe vayipal al panav shechashduhu l'Moshe be'eshes ish." That she was afraid that he was being chayshid her for messing around with an arm in the field. That there was a chashan on her that she was perhaps maybe even chayav misa, and therefore vatipol, she fell on her face ke'ein tefilas apayim, like she was doing the tefilas apayim, which is a bechina of misa sa'adam, like the Zayar says, shemasra nafsha lemisa vatipol al panel. Then in this whole conversation between Rus and Bayav, there's a moment that Rus is makabel mesiras nefesh. Never in her life was she actually chayiv arba misas bezin, but she was nechshad on it, and she was makabel it upon herself. So everything that Nami had told Rus, are you makabel upon yourself arba misas bezin, came in handy. Because by being makabel upon herself arba misas bezin, immediately after that, Vayan Bayaz Vayomer La Hugeid Hugadli. It's been told to me. The doors have been opened. And the Koyach Mesiras Nefesh, which we have, opens up doors. We know it's the most virtuous thing to dial Kiddush Hashem, but we don't want to actually dial Kiddush Hashem. We don't want that should happen to us. Every single day when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Makabel upon ourselves Avraham Yitzchak Beizdin. And every time we make a bracha, the Ari says, when we say Asher Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we're Makabel upon ourselves Avraham Yitzchak Beizdin. There are many times throughout the afternoon, Makabel upon ourselves Avraham Yitzchak Beizdin. And the name of the Melech and the Tzetzel Katan, those who know, he says to be Makabel upon, throughout the whole day, a Jew should be thinking about Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. And it's as if he did so. The kayach that a Jew has, and the dedication of Mesiras Nefesh that he'll give up his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want per se that it should be lemaisa, but the machshav atayv is matzar for lemaisa, and it's testament to the relationship, the deep kesher and dveikus we have with Hashem Yisbarach. And we begin davening every day with Nefilas Hapayim and Shema Yisrael, because there are going to be challenges which are going to be present and in front of us during the coming day. Every day is going to have its difficulties and its yonos. And Hashem Yisbarach wants that every day, when we begin the day, that we should go through a quote-unquote exercise of Mesiras Nefesh v'Hashem Yisbarach b'machshava, so that all the doors of Bani Chayim Mezoyne, which are closed, that they should be opened up for us. And a person should ask himself that if he finds frustrations in his business life, or in his Shalom Bayis, or whatever it is in life which relates to Bane Chaya and Mizayne. A good question, which is a true Vedika question, is how sincere am I, how real am I when it comes to Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem Yisbarach? How much am I attached to the inyan of Anoichi and Lo'i Alecha, which is the Nekuda Pnimi of what Matan Torah is? Because it's that Nekuda of Rus, which stands for Mesiras Nefesh, just to be a Jew, and to throw away everything for the schus to be a Jew, which is what we say in davening, Ani avdecha ben amasecha. David HaMelech says, I am your Eved, the son of Amasecha. Chazal say, who's Amasecha? Rus. And the next words are, Pitachta l'maiseira, you opened up the doors for me. There's a kayach of psicha, there's a kayach of opening, that when David HaMelech mentions Rus's name, he just says, Ani abducha ben amasecha, Pitachta l'maiseira. The doors are open. Not just the schus of Rus, but everything which Rus stands for, which is the Nekuda Mysterious Nefesh. And the reason why we read Rus on Shavuos is because Shavuos is Anechi and Lo Yielecha, and says the Kedushas Levi and the Bnei Yisachar, that gives every Jew the Koyach of Mysterious Nefesh. Mysterious Nefesh B'Simcha. B'Simcha, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, Manoim Goralinu, Mayafi Shaseinu, that we come to Shul every day and we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We make a baruch on it. Baruch Hashem, that we have the kayach and the schus of Mekadosh Shmai Barabbah. And we read this pasuk during the Meha Emor and Parshas Emor, almost like as an introduction to Chag HaShavuos, to know that there are mitzvahs which are b'machshava and there are mitzvahs are l'maisa. Many of them which we do l'maisa and many which we do b'machshava. But this mitzvah which is b'machshava, tefillah is somewhat a routine that a Jew goes through where he expresses his Mesiros Nefesh to Hashem Yisbarach. And that's meant, like we said, to open up the doors, that if it was big enough to open up, and to let Rus in, then all the other sharim and gates which are closed in our lives, it has the kayach to open them up. But who would think that it's those machshavos and the thoughts of Mesiros Nefesh which have that kayach? So as we are approaching Chag HaShavuos and we'll be standing by the mountain again, so it's an opportunity during the time of Kriyas HaTorah and davening of having a moment of sincerity with Hashem Yisbarach and to rededicate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu along the lines of what Anoichi Le'elecha stands for, that you've chosen us and we've chosen you, and we would do anything for each other to express our sincerity to Hashem Yisbarach that b'machshavu we're all in. We're all in for you. You know, the schus of being mechazik ourselves in this inyan, in this dveikus, and this relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem should be mekayem upon ourselves as yechidim and as a tzibur and as Klal Yisrael, the inyan of pitachta l'maiseirai, that all the tzrachim, tzarchi amcha Yisrael merubim, which are very great, Hashem Yisbarach should open up all the doors which are closed in these difficult times, and we should be zeichet to be mekabel David HaMelech once again, p'nei Mashiach tzidkeinu, b'mehirah b'meinu, amen.
Amen.